Before I leave the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis, before I leave the story of these two boys, the first two boys that was born to Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, their story is known throughout all of the people that have read the Bible. Phrases have been repeated throughout the generations, such as, "Am I my brother's keeper?" I like to point out a couple of things that caught my attention as I read this and reread this. The Bible said, in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruits of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Did you hear that? Unto Abel, God had respect. He respected Abel and also his offerings. God respected the man before he respected the offering. The offering was accepted for the man, not the man because of the offering. It is not our gifts that commend us to God. It's our character. It's the yearnings of our hearts. Sometimes we are prone to believe that if we give enough, if we give a big showing, if we pray with many words, surely God will have respect. But God says, don't think that you're going to be heard because of the many words. No, sir. It's not how much we give to God. It's not the size of the gift. It's the heart. God is looking at the heart of the giver. The Bible tells us that Abel was a righteous man. Listen, the Bible says that by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God witnessed to the fact that Abel was a righteous person, had a good and honest heart, brought an offering with gratitude to God, God testifying of his gifts. But unto Cain and to his offering, God had not respect. Why is this? Was Cain not a righteous person like his brother Abel? Absolutely not. Cain was an evil person. This is two boys, both with the same parents, raised in the same household. Yet one grew up to be of God, righteous, and the other grew up to be of the devil himself, an evil person. Listen to what the Bible tells us. In 1 John chapter 3, the Bible says, we are to love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And why did he slay him? Because his works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Some would say that Cain wasn't evil until he slew his brother. But evil was lurking in the heart of Cain long before he slew his brother. After God had rejected his offering, God told him, your offering is rejected because sin is lying at the door. He was already wrapped in sin. He was already listening to the evil one. His heart was already filled with evil and all manner of sin. He did not become evil because he slew his brother. The Bible says, Why did he slay his brother? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's works were righteous. Cain killed Abel because he was evil. He didn't become evil because he slew his brother. Sometimes we think that we are righteous because we have not done unrighteous things. But friend, unrighteousness is not always in what you do. It's the condition of the heart. God always looks on the heart. With God, the heart of the matter is always a matter of the heart. Cain was evil. Abel was righteous. Both raised by the same parents. Grew up with the same knowledge of God. Grew up knowing how to worship God. Knowing how to bring an offering to the Lord. The difference in being accepted and being rejected is all contained in the matter of the heart. If you love God and worship God in truth and in honesty and sincerity and in righteousness, God will accept you. But if you're just doing it because others are doing it, that's what Cain was doing. It was a family tradition taught by their parents. So he just went along with the program, thinking, all I've got to do is just follow the family tradition, and God will bless me. What I think in my heart is my own personal business. God has nothing to do with the way I think, with the imaginations of my heart. These are my own private thoughts. God has nothing to do with that. God need only look at what I do, not what I think. Friend, God knows what you're thinking, and it matters to God what you're thinking. The Bible says in Psalms 94 and 11, the Lord knows the thoughts of man. And again in Isaiah 55 and 7, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And he will have mercy on him, for he will abundantly pardon. Jeremiah 29 and 11 reads like this, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Not only does God know the thoughts that he thinks toward you, but he also knows the thoughts that you think towards him. For as a man thinketh, so is he.